Good morning, Blind Cool Tech. This is Christian Waywell recording a review of the iRiver H340 running Rockbox. The date is the 18th of January 2006, and it's 41 minutes past 8 in the morning here in the UK. Now, I'm sorry about the old croaky voice business. Quite a few people on the Blind Cool Tech list have come down with this laryngitis bug, including me. So I'm sorry about that. Okay, so where do we start? The iRiver H340, as you know from the previous review that I did on the player, is small, elegant, reasonably expensive, but a good quality MP3 player recorder. It's got easy to use controls. When teamed with Rockbox, it really is good. So today we're going to talk about Rockbox, the basics of installing it, what you need to do to get it to run. You would need sighted assistance to do this, but actually copying the files over to the player itself is doable by a visually impaired person, so that's good. But the actual firmware update you need to do to enable Rockbox to run does need sighted assistance to do it, so I thought I'd mention that first. So what do we need? Well, there's several important things that you need to get for your player, be that an we're talking in terms of iRiver players. I don't have an Arcos jukebox, so I can't comment on the kind of things you need to do with those. But the iRivers, you need to get, ideally, you need the latest version of the firmware, which is the software the iRiver uses to run effectively. I think it's 1.29 is the current version that's out there. You need a copy of that. You need to go to rockbox.org, www.rockbox.org, and download the Rockbox software itself for the H340. You need the voice files, or a voice file from the list that's provided. I'm using the British English voice called Audrey, which is part of the AT&T Natural Voices. You will need to get all this from iRiver. You will need a program called fwpatcher.exe. That is to patch the firmware that you downloaded for the actual iRiver firmware, so it can see the Rockbox on the hard drive and boot from it. Flashing the firmware is not a hard job to do, but it does need sighted assistance to initiate it from the player. So what you need to do, once you've downloaded all these files, the Rockbox software, the iRiver firmware, FWPatcher, and the voice files, the first thing I recommend you do is to unzip them all, so they're all in little folders on your desktop. Copy the folder. In the Rockbox zip file, you want to be copying the .rockbox folder and the rockbox.iRiver files into the root of your iRiver. You also need to have the voice file, English.voice, and you want to put that in the langs folder, which is under the Rockbox folder on the iRiver. Then, once you've got all of those copied, you can leave your iRiver plugged in if you want to, because the next step doesn't take long. You need to find the open FWPatcher, and it will present you with a dialogue. Now, this dialogue consists of three controls. You have a text box that wants the firmware file name, a browse button, and a patch button. You cannot use this dialogue with the tab key. You have to use your window eyes or jaws cursor to navigate this dialogue. for some reason the tab key makes it think that you've pressed on the patch button, and it comes up with the dialogue saying cannot open patched firmware for checksum check. And then you get another dialogue when you okay that, it says cannot open firmware. So I don't know why they've hardwired that to the tab key, but for some strange reason they have. So you need to use your JAWS cursor to do this. Once you have the firmware patcher open, use your JAWS cursor or your Windowize cursor to click on the browse button. When you are in the when you're in the browse dialog, you can use your standard tab shift tab commands to move around to the various fields to find the file you wish to patch. Once you have the firmware file, it will be known as something like it'll be either H100.x or H300.x. .hex, sorry, H-E-X. Once you have that in your open dialog, click on open and it will put the path to it in the firmware box on the previous screen that I told you about with the three controls, the text box, the browse button and the patch button. Navigate with your JAWS cursor to the patch button, or JAWS stroke Windowize cursor, whichever you choose to use at the time. Click on patch. A dialog will appear telling you the patch was successful. Now at this point you can copy this file to your iRiver root directory. Close down your patcher window that you've been using, and then go to your system tray and find the safely remove hardware option. Use that to remove the iRiver. Once you have that done, all the things are needed, all the files that you need are in place on the iRiver. You can then get Sighted Assistance to help you patch the firmware. This is an automated procedure that just needs doing the once. All you have to do is go to switch on the iRiver. When you've actually unplugged the iRiver from your computer, it'll be turned on, assuming you haven't turned it off. If it is turned on, you just press and hold the centre of your Navi button and go to the general menu, which it puts you on by default. Press on your Navi button to enter that menu. Move down to update firmware, or upgrade firmware, I can't remember which it was, but it's one of those two. Confirm that by pressing your Navi button again, it's the center button of the five-way control. Once you've done that, it will tell you that you need to confirm. It'll say, do you want to do this, yes or no? Highlight yes by moving one to the left, or get a sighted person to help you do this. If you can see, put it under a magnifier. If you have a video magnifier, it is doable for a visually impaired person, because I did it that way. I used a video magnifier to help me do that. So once you've done that, the iRiver will say, updating firmware, do not touch any buttons. This takes about a minute. Once the update is complete, the iRiver will shut down. Now this is where we come to the serious bit, where I actually get to play with Rockbox, because I've actually got it on this player now. So when you've done that, you can reboot your player. Now the first thing that we absolutely must do is discuss setting it up, because by default when Rockbox is first installed, you don't get any feedback about your folders or files. So the first thing I'm going to tell you about now is how to get into the iRiver menu, but before that we need to know that how to switch the iRiver on to get to Rockbox. Switching the iRiver on in the normal way, just pressing the pause play on button, will get you into Rockbox. If you need to be in the iRiver firmware for whatever reason, you can still do that. The two buttons you will need are to the right of each other. You've got play pause on the left, then you've got your five-way Navi in its central control, and then on to the right of the five-way Navi is your record button. I call it mode because you use that to change your mode, whether you're in the radio, whether you're in record mode, text mode, picture mode, music mode, whichever mode out of the three or four modes this thing has. Press and hold mode, and then press and hold your play button for a short time, maybe 2 seconds or so. That will boot up into iRiver firmware, but we don't need to do that very often. There might be times if you've got a file format the iRiver can play and Rockbox can't, that you may have to do this. But it's not too big a problem. What I should point out is that you must make sure your lock switch is in the upper position. If your lock switch is in the down position, the player will not start. It locks off, it completely locks out the player. You can't turn it on when it's in the down position, which is handy. It means then if you catch it, you can't waste your battery. So I'm going to boot up the iRiver. When you boot up the iRiver, if you've got some light awareness, if you can see light and dark, you can use this quite adequately to activate the screen. You can, when you turn on the player, the screen will light up and then it will go dark. When the screen has gone dark, which will happen fairly quickly when Rockbox is loaded, that means that you're in Rockbox. We can start talking about it now. If you have no awareness of light, the best thing to do is to listen for the hard disk. And what will happen is the hard drive will spin up as it loads Rockbox, and when Rockbox is loaded, the drive will park. Now this is like I don't know if I'll be able to do this on the microphone, but I'm gonna show you this now. When you turn on the player, the drive comes up, Rockbox loads, screen goes off and the drive goes down. We're now in Rockbox. It doesn't tell you, you've just got to get used to how it goes. The first thing we must do is talk about the menu system in Rockbox, and I'll describe the menus, how they work and what is in them. We won't go too much detail in the menus, but we'll go into the ones that you need to set the Rockbox up. Once you've got Rockbox installed, just play. There are a couple of places where Rockbox doesn't voice anything in the menus. There's an option just above FM radio that doesn't say anything. I don't know what that is. That at the moment is probably under development, and the voice file probably hasn't been updated to make that function work. So we need to press the AB repeat button, which is the bottom right button on the control panel, below your mode stroke record button. This will put you in the Rockbox menu system. You will start on let's get to
recent
it.
Recent bookmarks.
Right.
.ROCKBOX.
Hang on, let's go back in.
Recent bookmarks.
Right, we're in. So it starts on recent bookmarks. In there is, if you've been bookmarking files, that's where you'll find them.
Sound settings.
Sound settings.
Volume.
You've got volume. I won't bother telling you about the ranges of these, because they do have a range that they go to. You can set the volume.
Bass.
You've got a bass set in there, which is quite effective.
Treble.
Balance.
Channels,
which allows you to mix all the left hand channel into both channels, all the right hand channel into both channels, take out the center channel, which effectively is a karaoke setting. That will take all the voice out of the middle of a file. If you want to strip a voice out of a song so you just got it like karaoke, then you can. It's really good.
Stereo width,
that increases the perception of the width of the stereo. I don't know how that works. In fact, I don't even know if it does work yet on this. This version of Rockbox, I should say, is experimental. So, for those of us who are not too keen on running experimental software, I would wait until the latest version is around, by which time I would say the iRiver port of Rockbox will be available for use. So let's carry on down the menu. That one doesn't voice.
Volume.
The bottom option in the sound menu doesn't voice, and then you go back up to volume. I don't know what that option is. I haven't put it under the magnifier to find out what that option is. So let's back out of the menu.
Sound settings.
The next menu down is
General Settings.
General Settings. In here is where we need to be to make sure that Rockbox behaves in the way we want. Now, I would advise you, until you make the talking MP3 clips that you need to make, I would advise you that you need to set your directory names, speak directory names, and speak file names to spell. This will spell them out. It's easier to navigate with that. It takes a long time, but it does actually help, particularly with directory names. With file names, you don't have to do that. If you don't want to know what they are, don't bother. But if you want to know what where you are in your folder tree, then have the directory names spell. To get to this, we need to go down the menu, and in here we have
Playback.
File view.
Display.
System.
Bookmarking.
Language.
Voice.
And voice. Now, if I wanted to, I could have gone into this from the top and just gone up, and it would have taken me to the bottom menu option. But I've gone down the menu so you can hear what's in them. We're not going to talk about the menus too much, but I'm going to talk about how to set Rockbox up on the iRiver. So you press right on your menu, on your navi, or you can press the central button if you like, which will take you in.
Voice menus.
That is on by default. The options on there are basically
no.
No and yes.
Yes. Voice menus. Voice directories.
Voice directories. Now you can have that set to talk MP3 clip, spell, numbers, and off. By default, it's off. Mine is set to spell.
Numbers, spell, talk MP3 clip, off.
Those are the four options you have. Numbers, spell. Well, actually, it was wrong because I was already on spell, so I went sort of down, up and down a bit to get it to read them all. But the actual way it goes is spell.
Talk MP3 clip. Spell.
Spell.
Numbers.
Off. And off, which is its default state. For directories,
numbers, spell.
Set that to spell and press center of your navi button or press to the left to come out of it.
Voice directories.
Voice file names, you can have that set to spell or what we're going to do for easiness.
Voice file names.
We'll set that to, by default, on my machine it's set to spell, but it is defaulted to off when you first install Rockbox.
Talk MP3 clip, spell, numbers, off.
You've got the same number, the same thing again. I'm going to set it to numbers.
Numbers.
What it would do, it would spell file names, but you don't always need to know that. So, for directories, you do, but for files, you can have it go file 1 audio, file 2 audio. We'll get to that in a minute.
Voice file names. Voice menus.
That's all there is in the speech menu. So now we're set up to work.
Voice.
So, you mean there's a lot of functions in the menus, really. But for the shortness of this review, I just wanted to really point out that Rockbox does run on the H340 and the H100 series players. It'll run on the H320, which is the 20GB version of this player as well. Essentially, the players are the same. It's just that the hard drive on the H320 is smaller, obviously by its name. So let's have a look and see how this works now. How to play a piece of music.
General settings. .ROCKBOX.
That is where your Rockbox files are stored.
Estonia.
Estonia, that's my Estonian music. Some of that is really nice, actually.
NOW.
That's my now folder.
PICTURE. R-E-C-O-R-D.
And when I go down, you'll hear it go
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E-D. File 1, audio.
File 1, audio, and...
File 2, firmware.
It tells you what type of file they are. So if I go back up to File 1, audio...
File 1, audio.
And to play it, you press the centre of your navigator button. It's now loading the file.
File 1, audio.
Notice how it dipped the speech then. I'm now going to use my right arrow, see if I can navigate. No, I can't. I need to be in the folder. Nope, it won't let you. That beep, incidentally, is bloody loud. I'm going to press into the menus.
Recent bookmarks.
Notice how...
Sound settings. General settings.
Notice how when I...
Sound settings.
When I go into a menu, it mutes the sound of the music down a bit so that the speech can be heard over the top. That
file
is...
File 1, audio.
So let's go into a folder.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E-R-E-C-O-R-D.
It's a bit slow.
P-U-R-E-N-O-S-T-O-N-I-A.
I'll explain what happened there. Because I moved it fast, it got confused. Let's just move it into...
E-L-M-A-I-T-A-N-T-S-U-H-T-U-I-T-S 2005.
Those, I've done it again, because that folder for that other, that L, my, whatever it is, CD, is quite a long name. I've moved down to Hits 2005.
File 1, audio.
And I've gone to File 1, audio. To play that, just press the Navi button, and we can show
file.
You...
File 1, audio.
We can show you now how to move from folders, from file to file. If I press it to the right in a second, you'll hear how it just blends from one to the other. It's very, very quick. Just using left and right on the Navi key to get to it. Rockbox is very responsive in that regard. Yeah. It's brilliant, actually. You'll see that... This is just some music that... I was given quite a long time ago. It's very nice, actually, as Estonian music. Yes, that is Break My Stride. But it's the Estonian version. I don't understand it, but I just love their music. It's really different and interesting. But as you can see, the player is letting me do what I want to do, basically. It's really, really good. Anyway, I'll stop that.
File 1, audio.
If I wanted to just play back from the start, I could press play. Oh, it carried
File
on where I left off.
1, audio.
Carried on where I left off. But if I press the central key, it would actually...
File 1, audio.
What's going on here? Stop. I think if I press play on that, I'll be able to get to the original song.
File.
Yes, I did.
1, audio.
It highlighted File 1. But if you use your Navi button to start playing
file
a file,
one,
it will play from the current file. If you use play, it will play from the file where you stopped it. So there's two ways. If you want to get back to the top, you don't have to keep going beep, beep, beep through all the files. You can go in and you can sort of say, well, you know, I want to play the top file. So you find it with your arrows and then you just sort of go play on it. To back out of a folder when you're in the list view, you
HITS2005.
You use the left arrow to come back out. The right arrow goes into a folder. A bit like Windows Explorer.
File 1, audio.
I'm going to move down to file 13.
File 2, audio. File 3, audio. File 4, audio. File 5,
as you can see,
audio.
It's very accessible.
File 6, audio.
There is a voice box script that you can download that you can actually get it to read the names of the files rather than have it spell them or read them like my player is doing.
File 7, audio.
So, I don't know where you get the voice box script from. I did have a look on the Rockbox site last
file
night.
File 8, audio.
Because somebody pointed me to it,
file
but I couldn't.
File 9, audio.
I couldn't actually find it. So
file 10, audio.
I don't know what's happened to
that. File 11, audio. 12, audio.
Let's move down one
file
more.
File 13, audio.
I love this song. This is just so cool. It's Estonian still, but it's a wicked song. It's got a lovely sort of groove
file
to it.
File 13, audio.
Notice so sometimes how the player glitches when it's doing like the file 13 audio. I don't know why it does that, but it just something. I lost my microphone just then. Anyway, I just want to say, I know this isn't the best review of Rockbox, but it's enough to get you sort of started with it, just to show you that Rockbox will run on the H340 players. These players can be bought from all sorts of places. I got mine from Phone Planet. It's phoneplanet.com. I did actually make a mistake on that last time. But for people in America, there's all sorts of places to get these. Some of us UK people may already have something similar which can run Rockbox, such as an Arcos jukebox or something like that. So don't if you already have a player, don't worry about getting an iRiver, because chances are the player you've got will probably do the job equally well. But you cannot buy the Arcos jukeboxes now, so the iRiver player is really the one that will, the current model, which lets you effectively get access to Rockbox. For those of us in the UK who are subscribed to Infotech, which I'm not, but I know somebody who is, Brian Hartgen, according to what I've heard, is going to be doing a proper review of Rockbox and going through it more thoroughly than I did. The reason why I didn't really go through it is because Larry did a really extensive review of Rockbox, so I didn't want to cover old ground. I just wanted to show that it actually runs on the iRiver H340. To turn your volume up and down on the H340 with Rockbox, you use the up and down arrows on the Navi bar like you would in the iRiver side. So that's good. Anyway, that's enough from me today. I hope you have enjoyed this review. If you need to email me, feel free to do so. My email address is kwawell, which is kwawell at kwawell, again kwawell.plus.com. So, or you can, if you want to ask me any questions, I'm on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list as well now. So I just want to say a big thanks to everybody on the Blind Cool Tech list for helping me out with various questions. And if I'm of any use to anybody, or if I've got any information that can help people, feel free to ask. I'm pretty sure that the list is a great place to find out stuff as well. I mean, I'm glad that people such as Riz and Donna Slater and some of the other guys in the UK really got the appreciation of the digital radio review. I hope that you guys get a lot of joy out of listening to these reviews of bits of...
File 13,
right,
audio.
Right, let's start that again and just move the volume up a bit.
File 2, audio.
So, I'm now going to turn the player off. To turn the player off, hold down the stop pause button, the stop off escape key, for probably 2 seconds. Anyway, guys, that is Christian Wewell talking about the iRiver H340 running at Rockbox. I hope you've enjoyed this review. As I say, if you've got any questions, please feel free to contact me, and I will do my best to answer any questions that you may have about Rockbox, or just generally about the iRiver itself. The reason why I went with the iRiver was because it's the current player out on the market that will run Rockbox. So that's basically the reason why I went for it, because it's a current player, and the thing is that Rockbox, although it's in an experimental stage at the moment, it is accessible, it does work. Hang on, I'll get that microphone in a minute. I'll just untangling my speaker wire from my PC. I've pinched me. What basically happened was I pinched the cable off my speakers so I could put the iRiver through it, because my sound card's broken on my PC, so I can't. I can use the sound, but I can't record through like stereo mix. So what I need to do really is get another sound card that's better than my motherboard sound. Maybe a Sound Blaster Live or an Audigy or something, but that's a different story. Anyway, that's the end of my review on the iRiver H340 with Rockbox. I hope you enjoy this review, and if you have any questions about the software or just questions in general about the player, please feel free to contact me. My contact details I've given. I will always be happy to help anybody who wants to know anything about the iRivers. I just want to say thanks to Donna Slater for explaining what she used for recording the Bonfire Night recording. I have to say that the PTR1 sounds like a very good piece of equipment. A bit out of my price range at the moment, but I'm looking at a CD recording facility. There's one that Hagra Electronics do for about £308 or something without the VAT on, which is, for me, would probably do the job quite well, but I do need really to have something which is, you know, better. But yeah, I'm really grateful for that information. I was just curious what you used, because it was a very good recording. So that is the end of this recording from me. Hope you get an enjoyment out of listening to this review about Rockbox, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. I'll be only too happy to help. This is Christian Wewell signing out. Take care and have a good day, and I will be reviewing some more equipment very soon.